Hello everyone, and welcome to Charlotte View. I'm your presenter Daniel, and I'm here with your host, Claudia Pareko. It's time for us to distance travel to South Africa and enjoy the Planetary Activation Series with Celia Fenn. These series of activations are designed to support the New Earth timelines by accessing the sixth dimension and co-creating the dream of the New Earth into a powerful story that will carry Earth forward into her future destiny. Celia Fenn is one of our featured innovative, wholehearted, and inspiring thought leaders. She is an international author and spiritual facilitator. She is well known as a channel for Archangel Michael and the founder of Starchild Global. She travels the world to work with groups of people, the energies of Archangel Michael, the Elohim angels, the Councils of Light, as well as the Cetaceans, to bring information about the transformation and ascension of the planet, the Christ consciousness and the Diamond Codes, the significance of the Grail Codes and the Sacred Heart, and the work of the Indigo, Crystal, and Diamond Star Children. Just tune in, live or on demand, and share, share, share. At any moment to participate on our shows, please call 805-830-8344 and press 1 to talk with Celia. The Earth is ready. She simply awaits the stories that you, as Masters of Time, will weave in the sixth dimension of imagination and archetype to carry her forward. 2016 energy is that of major transformation on all levels of society on Earth. Your soul missions keep pushing you to engage the creative imagination and to dream and tell stories, paint pictures, create music and dance that stabilizes the spinning timelines and aligns Earth with her destiny as a planetary star of diamond light. Celia is the author of A Guide to Complementary Therapies in South Africa, the ebook The Indigo Crystal Adventure, and The Diamond Codes, Light Information for the New Reality. Celia also works online through the Global Seminar Room, offering online webinar courses to a global audience and certificate courses in the new shamanism. Private channel sessions are also available on a limited basis. www.starchildglobal.com. Every Friday and Monday, join our group of podcasters who are making a positive difference in the world. Now, relax, get comfortable, and allow the activation of the day.
Thank you, Danny, and welcome everybody to our March Equinox Activation with Celia Fenn. Remember that this is the first equinox of 2017. In the north, we are now in the spring, and in the south, in the fall. The equinoxes are powerful waves of energy that shift and realign the planet in her ongoing journey of ascension and become. As we align with this energy, we become aware of how we are also in our own journey, and we feel how our personal energy signature is being energized and activated at this time. It is a good time to meet together in gatherings that celebrate our path of sacred birth at this sacred time. Remember that right after the equinox next weekend, Celia Fenn will offer the 2007 courses on the new shamanism. So now we're going to bring Celia to the show so she can explain us a little bit more about how to get into those courses and also get on with our show in activation with Archangel Michael. Hey, Celia, welcome to Charlotte View.
Thank you, Claudia, and welcome to everyone who is listening today. It's, as Claudia says, it's our first equinox in 2017, and I can't believe that the time has passed so quickly. You know, it seems like only yesterday we were here. with the beginning of the year and the sense of a new beginning. And here we are already a quarter of the way through the year and experiencing our first equinox. For those people who are new to what we do in the planetary activation series, we look at the movements of the Earth, specifically the equinoxes and the solstices and significant eclipses, to see how these movements of planets and the stars create energies and create opportunities and openings in our spiritual lives. Archangel Michael calls this the dance of the stars and the planets, because in this beautiful dance of light and energy, we are participating through our creation of our lives and through our commitment to our soul and to the work of our soul on the earth. So the equinox that we're experiencing today is a significant moment in our spiritual life, because what the equinox represents for the earth is a moment when the seasons change and there's a shift from one to the other. So we have a day and a night that are of equal time length. That's why it's called the equinox. The night and the day are equal. In the north, we are moving from winter into spring. And in the south, where I am, we are moving from a long hot summer into a much cooler autumn and fall, I hope. And you may hear in the background some rumbling thunder, because I think we're about to have our first storm of the season. But anyway, that will be a great thing. So if I disappear, you'll know what happened. But anyway, so here we are. And this equinox energy is an opening or a gateway for a very powerful wave of diamond light or diamond star fire, which comes from the divine heart through the galactic center and then down through the solar center to the earth, to motivate shifts and changes and our ongoing process of spiritual evolution and physical evolution on the earth. So it's a very powerful time. We're being activated by this wonderful diamond light that's coming through. And this diamond light is energizing our time spirals and our evolution. And so we probably are feeling the effects of this very powerful energy in our daily lives, whatever way you are affected by the energy. If you feel it physically, or maybe emotionally, or mentally, you probably are feeling it now, because we're in this stream of beautiful, powerful diamond light. But, and the interesting thing is that when I did a channel with Archangel Michael yesterday for the activation, the topic he chose to discuss was what he called the empty space and its relation to the new beginning. Now, a lot of us, myself included, and maybe you too, Claudia, remember that at the beginning of the year, we were dealing with the new beginning, and we felt the sense of, well, here is this new beginning, and new timelines opening up, new energies opening up. Really just a wonderful time to begin new projects and start new things. And I think we were all energized and ready to go. And then all of a sudden, strangely, many of us discovered that nothing was moving. And in fact, even felt a bit like we were going backwards and having to deal with old stuff coming up again. And this was a bit discouraging when we felt maybe a bit disheartened. And especially when we looked around in the world and we continued to see chaos and things not working out, it became quite difficult. But Archangel Michael says, no, everything's fine, because what we're experiencing is what he calls the empty space. Now, we can explain that empty space in terms of the stars and the planets, because we are in a period of Venus retrograde. Now, Venus retrograde is when the planet Venus appears to be moving backwards in relation to the Earth. And this is a moment when everything related to the Venus energies, which is love, money, creativity, beauty, seems to either come to a halt or to go backwards. And by saying going backwards, we mean we have to go back and revisit things that we might thought we have let go of already. So that's where we might have found ourselves on hold in our financial life or our relationship life or even in our creative life and having to deal with things that are not very comfortable. And I found in my life, I don't know about you, Claudia, but in my life, there were things that I had let slide. I hadn't quite dealt with things. I just kind of maybe left them to other people to look after. And I was being asked to confront my own sense of responsibility for my life and really take full responsibility for everything that I was creating in my life. And at the same time, as we're doing this Venus retrograde, we're also doing a Jupiter retrograde, another planet. And Jupiter is to do with the expansion of everything, our consciousness, our lives, our finances, our abundance, whatever. And when Jupiter goes retrograde, then all expansion is put on hold. And again, that feeling of going backwards almost, like we're almost contracting. And not only are we on hold, but we seem to be losing things that we had before. So I think many of us have been in this experience of frustration and almost being disheartened and a bit kind of cynical about what was going on. But when we understand that what is being given to us now is an opportunity to stop and to put ourselves on hold, as it were, and to really consider what it is that we want in this new cycle, what do we want to create? And Archangel Michael says it's a wonderful time to go inside and be with yourself and connect with your deepest feelings and desires and emotions and really truly think about what it is that you want to create in this new beginning, in this new cycle. So it's a sacred time, a private time, a very beautiful time in which we should be celebrating this movement within ourselves and getting ready to emerge, because Venus will go direct in the middle of April. I think Jupiter goes direct a bit later. And then in July, August, we have the Lion's Gate, when this wonderful wave of energy will climax in a very strong forward movement for us. So Archangel Michael is just saying we should enjoy this time of inner work and inner focus. And with so many of us, when things come to a halt, we become anxious and we become unhappy and we think, oh, we must be doing something wrong, or I'm blocked, or I haven't dealt with something, or what is happening to me? And we go into loss of confidence. And maybe start looking for a drama to create or finding something we need to heal, when in fact everything is actually fine. And Archangel Michael says, don't create dramas. Don't look for dramas. Don't look for things you need to do. Rather just be in your quiet space and use this empty space as a moment to think, to connect, to really connect with your soul, connect with your higher self, and feel yourself moving into this new beginning and this new space. So tonight, before we go into our activation, we're just going to look at two aspects of our equinox energies. So first of all, I'm going to look at our personal energies. What is happening to us now as we enter into the equinox energies, into this empty space, into this quiet time, into this empty time where nothing yet has manifested in our new reality, maybe. The first thing we should do is not to blame ourselves. This is where we often, as light workers, light warriors, when things come to a halt, we tend to think, what did I do? Why have I been abandoned? What is there that I haven't looked at? When in fact, it really is just a time to be quiet. So if you find that inner critic saying, well, you must have done something wrong, or you forgot something, or you didn't do something, just let that voice be quieted as you trust and you know that everything is exactly as it should be. Now, interestingly enough, Archangel Michael keeps saying to me that we need to give up what he calls our victim space or our victim addiction, where this is also tied up with blaming ourselves. We need to find somebody who's responsible for whatever we feel is not right or is wrong or whatever. And we've become quite, let's say, addicted is the word, to our own wounds and to healing ourselves. And Archangel Michael saying, you know, part of our personal shift into higher consciousness is to give up this belief that we are somehow wounded, or there's something wrong with us, or that we need to be constantly healing something, and to simply accept that after all this work we're doing to raise our consciousness, that everything is as it should be, and we don't need to justify ourselves, and we don't need to act as victims or find someone else to be responsible for where we are. We can simply be responsible for ourselves and know that if we don't like where we are, we can do something about it, but that we have the ability to take our energy and our fire and make it into something positive and creative. Now, I was just talking to Claudia before we started, and she was saying how the sun is moving into Aries. So there's such a powerful, fiery energy coming through at the moment. And it's up to us to manage that energy the best way we can. So that is done by not moving into aggression and anger and judgment, but by simply accepting that when this fire energy comes through, especially now at equinox, that we can use it creatively and positively, and that we can plant seeds of creativity and of new projects, and we trust in the unfolding process, that when we plant these seeds, when we use these energies, that everything will unfold exactly in the way that it's meant to do. So at this equinox time, just before we go into the activation, just take a minute or so to think about these things, about how you are shifting your perception of yourself from a wounded being who needs to be healed to a master being who is capable of working with whatever energies come their way and creating something that is more positive and more powerful. Then the second thing I wanted to talk about, or the second level before we do the activation, is how these energies affect us on a community and a planetary level. Because one of the things that we are experiencing in our transformation is that we are no longer simply ascending alone or working alone. We are now part of a higher consciousness, a unified consciousness, the part of the oneness, so that we will work in communities and we will work in groups and we will search for our tribe. We will search for our soul family and those who are part of us and who work with us. And as we do that, we will find them. They will be attracted to us because we are moving into this new reality, and we are putting out this frequency that says we are ready to create now. We're ready for group consciousness. We're ready for working together. But we also have to remember that we are multidimensional and that there's a great diversity on our planet. So we have to be, you know, where we were not judging ourselves, we also have to not judge others. If they make choices that are not resonant with ours, let them go. Don't feel the necessity to conflict with them or to explain to them why they are wrong or to have a long debate about why they need to change. Sometimes it's simply better to allow them to be what they are and for us to be who we are. And what we are is the role models and the way showers for a new reality, one that focuses on creativity and compassion and love and moving forward in this loving way. So in our community, we can strive to be a light to the world, to demonstrate what it means to be loving, to demonstrate what it means to be compassionate and to be creative and to be filled with joy and with ideas and to be a positive energy in whatever community that is, not just your soul family maybe, but maybe the community where you live or the place where you work. Archangel Michael says, become aware of your energy signature and how people respond to your energy. What are you giving out? What is the nature of what you are giving out? What is the energy that you're giving out? How do people respond to you when they connect with you? And again, as we think about this, we think about how we are responsible for how we act in our communities, the choices that we make, and how people and how we work with people. Again, you can't blame other people. We can't say it's their fault. We have to look at ourselves and take responsibility for what we are putting out there. And if we're not happy with it, we change it and we make it more in alignment and resonance with what we want to be. So we're holding an energy signature that is powerful, loving, and creative, and filled with divine light. And we are transmitting that energy signature together with a vision of the future that people can connect with, that allows people to think about a new reality and a new earth. So I think that's a very important thing. Archangel Michael reminds us constantly that we need to be a model for the new reality. We're not meant to be explaining the new reality. We're not meant to be arguing with people about what it should be. We don't have to confront them. We don't have to make them see something they don't want to see. We simply have to live in that reality and hold it in our heart and hold it in our being so that we become that new reality. So I think that's a really wonderful place to start as we work with these equinox energies and as we work on our own personal shift into higher consciousness and making ourselves ready for the next stages of our soul missions on the earth. And Archangel Michael says that what we are stepping into now is going to be much more powerful and much more in alignment with our soul and our spirit and will bring us a great deal of joy. And if at this moment you don't yet have a sense of what that could be, don't feel discouraged. Don't judge yourself because we're still in the first part of this wave and we're still feeling, and I use the word feeling, not thinking, but feeling our way towards where we need to go next and what we need to do next and how we need to do it. And I know for myself, I do have some projects that I'm thinking about, but I haven't yet been able to find a way forward with them. And so I'm not worrying too much. I'm just leaving things to be as they are until I find that path forward that will open probably towards the middle of the year, around about June, July, August, when this powerful wave of light reaches its climax in the Lion's Gate. So here we are, and we're ready now to begin to work with Archangel Michael and experience our activation for the equinox today. So Claudia, if you're still there, are you ready for us to go into the activation now?
Yes, we are. I just want to let people know that right after it, that's when you're going to be taking questions, so they can write it up on the chat room. If they are listening, yes, they can. I will put them through for questions. Or if you rather do it on Facebook, you can private message me, Claudia Pureco, on Facebook, and I am taking charge of your questions, and I will deliver them to Celia for answers. And we are ready to start.
Okay, so we've got all the technology. Let's just hope it all works for us. Okay, so as we begin our activation, you need to make yourself as comfortable as you can. You can lie down or you can sit. And if you're sitting, just make sure that your spine is straight so that the energy is moving up and down your spine as you go through this process. So just breathe deeply now and just release all thoughts and all feelings related to the outside world and simply focus on yourself and on the space that you are in. And breathe deeply once again, moving into your heart and feeling your connection to the divine light in your heart center. And breathe one more time, and then imagine that light expanding outward into your energy field, into your aura, and filling your energy field with the most beautiful radiance, golden light of the Christ consciousness, the higher consciousness that lives in your heart. And now as you do this, imagine that this light is expanding and connecting to every single person who is listening to this broadcast and who will listen to it later, that together we are creating a circle of light around the planet. And into the circle of light, we invite the presence of Archangel Michael to be our guide within this activation. And so we feel the connection now. Beloved ones, this is Archangel Michael, present here with you, together with the legions of angels and beings of light, who are present here to celebrate with you the equinox, the powerful flow of energy that brings the spring and the fall to the planet, that motivates and lifts the time spirals and the creations of your imagination and your soul and your spirit. And we are happy to work with you today and invite you to work with us in grounding these powerful energies and in helping to make them work for yourself and for your community and your planet. So we ask you to be aware that with each one of you, there is an angel by your side who is working as your guardian angel at this moment to help to align your energies and to raise your energies to higher frequencies as you take in the diamond lights and ground it into the earth. So we ask you now to imagine that you are on a sacred mountain. Imagine that you have climbed this mountain during the day. Maybe it is a place like Machu Picchu in Peru, and you have climbed up the mountain to be in the sacred space. And you are standing on the green grass with your face turned to the sun, feeling the powerful energies of that golden light washing over you. And as you do this, you feel your heart chakra is opening and being activated with so much love and compassion that you feel overwhelmed with divine love and light. It washes through you, through every chakra in your body, through every meridian, through every cell. And feel how it not only opens and activates, but cleanses every part of your being, every cell, so that you connect to the earth. Feel yourself connecting to the earth star chakra beneath your feet. Feel yourself connecting to the earth heart chakra. Feel yourself connecting with the planet as she moves on her spiral of growth and evolution. And so you are moving with her as she supports you, so you support her. And just breathe deeply, beloved ones. Feel that energy, feel that movement. Feel the movement in your own being as you spiral into another place, a new energy. And feel how that energy is moving through the heart, the throat, and up to the soul star. Connect with your higher consciousness, your soul, your higher self. And then move up to the solar level, the galactic level, and up to the cosmic heart. Feel yourself connecting with so much love, with diamond light, with golden light, platinum light, moving through your body, moving through your aura, moving through your energy field. Allow yourself to feel so deeply loved and so held in that love and supported in that love. And know yourself to be a perfect being of light. And allow yourself now to release any old patterns that keep saying, no, I'm not perfect, or there's something wrong with me, or I need to be healed. Know that at this moment, at this equinox moment, you can release any old patterns that might be holding you back. Just let them go. Let them dissolve into the light and make the choice not to need them any longer. You are not a victim. You are a powerful being of light. And you can choose to create a different pattern and a different life. And so just breathe those energies and feel how, as you go through this process, being guided by divine light, you are making space for the new to emerge. And as you make space and as you transit through these spaces of emptiness and then into spaces of great activity, know that you can navigate these light waters. You can hold the energy in your heart, in your being, and create the reality that you desire. So just enjoy where you are in that sacred space, surrounded by sacred energies, by beacons of light, by angels, and recognizing your own inner divinity, your own power, and your ability to be a master on the earth at this time. You can access the sixth dimension. You can access your imagination, your creativity, and you can make these things real in your life. And now, beloved ones, imagine that you are moving your consciousness now to a very ancient forest Imagine you are walking in this deep, deep forest, and there are many, many trees around you. And you feel your connection to these trees. You feel their energy. You feel their love. You feel the movement of the wind in the trees. And you connect with the trees. You realize they are conscious beings and that they are supporting you and loving you. And as you experience them, you feel the energy of community, because a forest is simply a community of tree beings and an ecology of life that is supported by the forest itself. And this is the model for a community. And so, beloved ones, as you think about your community, whether it be the one you live in, or your soul community, or your soul family, think about the support and the love and the joy that comes from being in community and from being part of a loving and supportive community. And let the trees whisper to you that you are loved and that you are needed on the earth and that you are needed in your community because of who you are and what you have to give. And so, at this moment, beloved ones, focus your attention outward into your community. And if you can think of any places, any spaces where there is a need for upliftment, for encouragement, for support, and for love, focus that energy there. If you can think of any person in your community who is in need of those energies, focus those energies there. And then move your focus. If you can think of any place on the earth where there is a need for upliftment and love and peace and harmony and compassion, focus your energies there and feel how you are pouring the diamond light and the creative fire that cleanses and creates into these areas. And so, beloved ones, as you do this, you are contributing to the raising of consciousness in these areas without needing to get involved in the dramas that are being created by lower consciousness at this time. And so just feel yourself enjoying the gift of the forest, the gift of community, and the gift of support and love, and knowing that you yourself are greatly loved and supported. And now, beloved ones, we ask you to imagine that you are leaving the forest and you are walking out onto an open plain, a grassland, a savanna. And as you walk, you feel joy in your heart. You feel the sun above you, the earth beneath you, the wind gently blowing through your hair. And imagine now that you are opening your arms, raising your arms up to the sun, and you are calling. You are calling your tribe to you. You are gathering your tribe. You are calling your soul family. You are calling those who are part of you to come to you because you are ready now to work with them and to be part of their reality. And so as you do this, you open your eyes now and you see them coming towards you. And you realize that there are so many who are part of your tribe and who are there to help you as you can help them. So just for a moment, focus on the closest ones that you see around you? What is their expression on their faces? Are they happy? Are they welcoming you? Is there something you can do for them? Are they embracing you? And now imagine that you are sitting together in a circle around a fire as a tribe or a community, and you are discussing the unity of the tribe, the deep love of the tribe, the feelings of the tribe, and what you wish to create together as your gift for the new earth and the new reality. And as you do this, feel the presence of each member of your tribe that is being gathered into your heart at this moment. And is just waiting to encounter you in the physical reality as well as the spiritual reality. And just know that as you go through this process, you are activating the attraction and the movement of your tribe towards you. After this activation, there will be an accelerated coming together of your tribe, of your family. You'll start meeting them very quickly because the equinox energy of shift and change and transformation is being focused directly into this need to connect with your tribe in order to move forward into the creation of a new reality for yourself and for your community and for the planet. So, beloved ones, we now complete this activation and we ask you to bring your energy back into your heart, knowing that the energies you have sent out will connect with all the light warriors and light workers around the earth who are engaged in similar work and will be a light and a support for the planet in her transformation and as she moves forward into the next stages of her ascension into higher consciousness. So just breathe deeply now and allow yourself to be in your physical body. You can move your arms and your legs. And just take a deep breath. And just feel how you are returning back now into the fifth dimension. Because in effect, we are in the fifth dimension. And when we do these activations with Archangel Michael, we are coming from the fifth dimension and into the higher dimension. So we thank Archangel Michael for being present with us as he now returns the energy to the channel, to myself. And we are ready to maybe discuss some of the issues, discuss some of the questions maybe that you have, and feel how we are integrating these energies as part of this activation. So, just take a deep breath again. I feel that was such a powerful activation. I was very aware of how cosmic it was almost. There was such a feeling of expansion of energy and of being able to move our consciousness through different dimensions, to higher dimensions, and to expand to those places of love and to bring that love and to focus it onto the earth. And I think this is an important gift for us at the equinox, that we step into this understanding that we are powerful and that we do have access to the most powerful energy and that we can focus this and use it as a way of both supporting our own growth and our own transformation and working with the creation of the new reality and the upliftment and nurturing of the planet and of humanity. And I think, you know, many of us will agree that as we look out at the chaos of the ending of the old and the beginning of the new, we become very aware of the unhappiness and the suffering of nature, of animals, of people, and wanting to use this powerful energy to create a reality that supports every person and every animal and every being on the planet in this new reality, according, of course, to their own desires and what they choose. So Archangel Michael and myself, of course, we are now ready to maybe answer some questions, or if anybody would like to ask a question. Claudia, do we have anything coming through?
Yeah, they are starting to come. They were starting to get questions on Facebook and on the chat room. And also, I'm going to start taking calls. But before we go there, so people prepare their questions on the topic, I wanted to ask Archangel Michael and yourself, Celia, it's my understanding that our solar system goes around this central sun. And So as we are going around our own solar system, our whole solar system is going around this central sun. Uh-huh. So actually we are moving to this, we are actually right now moving to this section of the universe where uh-huh. we have not experienced as humanity as we live, as we are today in this this life section. We have not been in this point of the world, of the universe before. So these energies that we're getting and this transformative influences to our DNA has never before felt. So it is just because of this, we cannot find anything on books, anything anywhere that explains exactly. the systems and the transformation. But so the comment is to you both is this information, it is accessible in the Akashic records and we can download it, and it's part of what you are bringing us today, correct?
Absolutely. You know, I think that's a very good point, Claudia, because a lot of people tend to rely on books or writers or people who were writing 50 years ago or 30 years ago or whatever, or even 10 years ago. And what we're experiencing right now is so different. You know, of course, the basic principles are the same, but we're in a quantum reality. You know, we're in a strange place. We're down the rabbit hole. And we don't know from one moment to the next, you know, what's going to happen or what we're going to experience. But that is part of this adventure of being a part of the Earth reality in this transformation. And I think instead of feeling discouraged by that, it should really be something that is uplifting. There's so much potential and so much possibility once we get used to feeling weird and dealing with strange things happening to us. But yes, it's a positive thing and a good thing. I already feel that.
Yeah, and you know, even though humanity has not been through this, the Earth has, because the Earth has been here way before we as humanity we know today are. So yeah. It's not supposed to destroy us, on the contrary.
Well, you know, there's been so many different forms of life on the Earth. And I think probably what is different or might be different, I can't say for sure, is that we are the first conscious, maybe, form of life that is consciously doing the transformation with the Earth and consciously awakening and consciously making choices and consciously being part of it. So that could be what is different about where we are now.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so let's start with, we're going to get a 678 area code number and then 949. Welcome to Charlotte View. Can I have your first name and where are you calling us from?
Hello.
Yes,
I'm sorry about that, but I walked away.
My name is Maddie and I'm calling from Georgia.
Hey, Maddie. Hello? Do you have a comment or question for Celia?
I do. I have a question about finance. I got to contact my lawyer to later today, and it's about a house that's being sold in another state, and my divorce decree stated that the first divorce decree stated that I would get half of the proceeds of the house was ever sold, but it was my ex went back and he modified the divorce decree, and 4 years later, and not knowing what I was signing and having notarized, because I moved out of the state into another here in Georgia, and my lawyer is saying now that he did finance the house back then and gave me a portion of it, but I do recall signing a affidavit say if he ever sells his house that I would get half of the proceeds. But my lawyer is telling me that according to that he refinanced the house back then and gave me a portion of it that looked like it doesn't look good for me. And so I was just, before I give him a call, wondering is it anything that he's going to do that make it to be in my favor, or is it just forgive myself and life goes on?
That's a really good question. Remember how we said that part of what we're doing at the moment is having to take responsibility for our actions or our lack of action. And quite often when we don't do something, it comes back later and we have to deal with it. So I think, you know, Archangel Michael saying this is what you're dealing with at the moment is when you didn't do something. You didn't take an action in the past, which is affecting you in the present. And the best thing you can do is to be responsible for what happened. You don't have to walk away, certainly, but instead of being the victim in the situation, rather be responsible for yourself and negotiate as best you can so that you come off with a settlement that works for you rather than being the victim and ending up with nothing. Does that make sense to you?
I heard you correctly. You said negotiate and see what will come up for me or something like
yeah.
that?
Yeah, be responsible for what you didn't do, which was you didn't kind of look into it earlier, but negotiate from where you are now.
And okay. This is part of what you explained, Celia, of the when the planet would retrograde, that is coming back to correction of this
yes.
past phase,
yes.
right?
Yes. I have a very similar kind of thing happen to me. It was with income tax, and I had also allowed my tax accountant to just kind of take over and do everything and discovered that she had made a bit of a mess and I had to be responsible for my mess and then try and negotiate with lawyers and whatever to clean up the mess. So it's a very similar thing. It has to do with money and finance and being responsible for the fact that maybe you weren't as responsible as you should have been and really resolving to be much more responsible in the future.
So this is good for any listeners that are dealing with things that were unresolved. It's just to look it back through new eyes and see, okay, what is it that I didn't do then that I should have done? And just do it with the new energies of love and compassion. And
exactly. Don't be a victim. Don't go into, I'm going to lose everything, because I did that for a while. Don't go into victim consciousness. Understand that you are powerful and that you can sort things out, that you have the energy and you have the ability and you can create different reality, but release the victim consciousness and release the anxiety and don't go into aggression. You know, one of the things I learned in this was, you know, wanting to be very aggressive and say, well, you let me down and you didn't do what you were supposed to do and blah, 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 you know, and I didn't. I just kind of stepped back from that and said, what do I need to do to fix it? I don't need to go into judgment. I don't need to go into aggression. I simply need to take responsibility for a mess, even if I didn't create it myself, but then take the steps I need to ensure that the mess is sorted out and that everything goes back to the way it should be. And this is kind of example for all of us when we get into dramas or situations to take responsibility for our part in it and then do what we need to do to sort it out and to make it right. And the universe will work with us if we take responsibility and if we take positive steps forward.
Okay, thank you. We have two people on the chat room, and they are asking two different questions, but they are very well related. So Nina, she's saying that she has felt so isolated, but first she said, congratulations, Celia, for the rain, that she had been feeling so isolated for her tribe. And she is not comfortable in her job, and she doesn't know if this shift is coming in that area and what to do while. And Eileen Jean is saying pretty much the same, saying that she has been reaching for higher frequencies and asking her guys to assist to shifting her energy into creating the right work situation. So in terms of work and our shift and our energy, Celia and Archangel Michael, how can we assist ourselves to reach this faster and more assertive?
That's a good question. Remember, Archangel Michael did say we're in this empty space, and so we've been given this time to be in the nothingness, and that the energy will move into forward motion, or things will start to happen round about the beginning, I mean the middle of the year, mid-year. So with any work situation, I think it's best to give it time. I'm doing the same thing myself. As I say, I have projects that I want to take off with, but nothing is happening at the moment. So I'm just giving it time and knowing that it will shift as the energy shifts. So in this empty space that we're working with, and I encourage people, if they haven't read the channel yet, go to my website or to my Facebook page and have a look at the channel that I put up yesterday. Probably will answer a lot of these questions for you if you haven't seen that yet. So just be trusting that if you're doing the work and you're planting the intentions and visualizing and doing what you need to do, then the shift will come at the right time, especially for things like work and your soul mission. And for Nina, as I said, after we did the activation today, I think our soul tribe will come into our reality much more in an accelerated way. We'll have much more contact with them, I think, in this year than we have before. So just be aware and conscious and be ready for those connections when they come. So thank you for those questions.
You know, Celia, it is very funny that this morning before the show, I went for a walk. That's how I meditate. And I was thinking of my tribe, of my, and I know that we have different tribes. We have the soul tribe. We have the earth tribe. So what was very important for me right there is I started thinking of my earth tribe, you know, that has to do with my DNA, with my extended family. And I brought all of those energies to me you know, uncles, cousins, even trying to remember the children of those cousins that are part of my tribe. And then right now, and it was right before the activation that you did, and it was like the understanding that all of them are here for me, even though I haven't seen that before. And that gave me this strength of knowing that I have that inside of me, and I'm just a representation of the oneness that we all do. It was liberating, and at the same time, it made me feel complete.
Yeah, I think that we have the wisdom of all our ancestors within us, in our DNA, in our Akashic records, on the soul level and on the earth level. We have access to so much wisdom that we don't need to feel that we're alone or that we're isolated or any of those things, because we're really living in such a an enfolded, I like that word, enfolded reality, where, you know, like a piece of paper that you kind of fold, there's so many different layers and levels and things we can access. We're not just confined to the old third dimensional reality, or even the fifth dimensional reality. We're now moving 6, 7, 8, 9, because we have access to so much more than what we grew up believing. And I think this is so important, you know, at this equinox day, that we understand that we are so much more than we ever thought we were when we went to school or we went to university even. And I remember myself being so disappointed when I completed my doctorate, to think that I was now, you know, the highest expression of the university system, and I didn't know anything. And then I realized that it's not about what you know in your mind. It's about your DNA and your soul and your feelings and your expression as a being of light and energy on the earth, which is so much deeper and wider and more exciting than what goes on in your mind and what your mind thinks is reality. There's a place for the mind, and there's a place for that kind of learning, remembering always that it's so much bigger and wider and so much more loving and compassionate when we connect with our multidimensional self. And that today is beautiful, wonderful equinox day, as especially those of you in the north are moving into the spring, the new cycle of spring, where things are becoming green and flowers are coming out. And it's just this feeling of anticipation and things to be created. It's a wonderful time to recognize that life is magical, and that every day is an opportunity to participate in the magic and to be part of this ongoing creation that we call reality or life.
Okay, now Sheely is asking, she says, I'm a little confused, Celia. Can you clarify? If we have ideas for new creation, should we wait for the middle of the year or start taking action? Sometimes I have what I think is a great idea, and I do nothing. I wait later, it seems not so great.
Well, to answer that would say, if you have a really great idea, start working on it, you know. There's nothing to say you can't work on it, but just don't expect for great things to happen immediately, because that's what people have been discovering, that you have a great idea and you start working on it, and then nothing seems to move. So what we're saying is, it's nothing to prevent you from working on it, but be aware that it might not open out as quickly or as be as expansive as you would like it to be until the middle of the year. And the reason for that is simply that the energy is not supporting these projects as yet. The energy is still focused on releasing and on holding back until everyone's ready to move forward again. But there's nothing to say that you can't think about projects and do a bit of planning and get things ready for that moment when the forward movement starts again.
Thank you. So now let's go to a caller. This is a 303 caller 819. Welcome to Charlotte. Can I have your name and where are you calling us from?
This is Marilyn, and I am calling from Colorado.
Hello, Marilyn.
Hi, Celia. So thank you very much for that activation. And I am wondering how to gain clarity about, as we move towards the light influx this summer, how to gain clarity so that I can recognize and know my tribe. Is it a feeling of love? Is it a feeling of peace or calm within me that it happens when I connect with my tribe? Is it that things click and are in synchronicity? Perhaps you could describe that a little bit.
That's, again, a really good question. I've never really thought about that, because we always assume that when we meet with our tribe, we just know that this is someone that is part of our tribe. But I have found recently, and this is why I think it's such a good question, is that sometimes we connect with people on the mental level. You know, we talk. We have a great deal to speak about. But we're not connecting on other levels. So I'm feeling that, as you say, it may be a feeling, a heart connection, a soul connection, rather than simply a mental connection where we're sharing ideas. Because, often you can talk and talk and talk to people, and you get on so well on the mental level, but there's no connection on the other levels. So it's about feeling that connection on the levels that matter, which is the heart and the soul, and creative connection maybe, rather than mental connection. And I think that we do need to trust our heart and to trust what we're feeling in our body and in our soul, rather than what we're thinking as we make these connections. Does that make sense to you, Marilyn?
Sense. It resonates perfectly. Thank you, Celia. That just clicked right in. That feels absolutely right. Thank you.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Very related to this question that Marilyn just had, we have Edith, and she says today it is her 57th birthday, and she said, you know, I have lived my life isolated. I have not been able to attune to any tribe or people at all. I've been just working on myself and on healing. And I wonder if this is something, if there's something behind me being so isolated, and what can I do about that? And if there's a reason, a higher reason for my isolation.
Well, there are people who have chosen to be alone and to do their work on their own, on the soul level, because this lifetime, especially if someone is 57, you know, has been part of the indigo crystal transformation and has chosen very rapid spiritual awakening and growth. And so often there is a choice on the soul level to experience it alone in order to focus completely on what you're doing and to achieve. So it's almost like, you know, going to a school and saying, okay, well, for this period of time, I'm not going to have a social life. I'm just going to focus on what I need to do in order to graduate my school. And Archangel Michael says, okay, that now we're at this point of graduation, we can make new choices and decide, okay, now that I've graduated, I'm ready, before I go into the next step, to maybe come out again and deal with people and work with doing the next steps of my evolution with our soul group. Because I do feel that as we move into this next phase of our evolution, it is going to be a group thing. It's not going to be about individuals anymore. Because it's the fifth dimension and higher dimensions. And as you know, the higher we go, the more we realize we are interconnected. And so she could continue to be connected on the spiritual level and choose to be alone, or she could say, okay, now I'm ready to step out of this isolation that I might have put myself into and simply move forward and reconnect with a tribe or a group. But let that happen naturally. You don't have to now go out looking for a tribe. You know, it's going to come to you when you're open and when you're ready, you know, as these things always do. So I hope that explained that, Claudia.
Yes, you did beautifully. So now let's bring caller 860-316 to the show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. Celia Fan, I have been reading your blog for many, many years, and this is the first time I've heard you, and you have a very sweet voice.
Thank you.
Yeah. So my question is this. It's regarding my husband. He has this problem of he feels, you know, energy being pulled up in his body, up towards, you know, towards his head, and he feels like as if it is being, like, pulled out of his body, you know, from from his feet up towards his head. So, and he has got some energy work done by two people, and still he there has been no difference in it, and he still feels the energy moving out of his body, and because of that, he feels very fatigued all the time. And, you know, and this constant pulling sensation that he has doesn't let him concentrate on his work. And, of course, we have gone to the medical doctors, and they have done a battery of tests also. And they are also amazed as to what it is, because everything comes up negative. So
yeah.
I was wondering if, what is wrong with him, you know?
Okay. Archangel Michael says that he's not grounded. You know, in this transformation, when this energy comes through, there is a very strong pull up to the soul and to spirit. And with your husband, I see that he is a very old soul, and he has done a lot of spiritual work in past life. So he has a very strong pull to connect upward towards soul and spirit. But because he needs to stay in his body, he needs to work on grounding and making sure that the energy also goes down into the earth. And, you know, one of the things I teach when I do courses with people is teach them to focus the energy down through their feet and into the earth star, which is beneath the feet, and then into the center of the earth or the earth heart, and to really ground that energy there so that they're not pulled out of their body and that they get used to that feeling of being grounded in a physical body. So I don't know if he's tried that, but it would be a very good idea for him to work every day with pulling the energy down from his heart into the earth star and into the center of the earth, and just grounding himself so that the energy is flowing in the downward direction as well as the upward direction. I hope that helps you.
And just to add to that, Celia, I have seen that it works for me to imagine that in the center of the earth, there's this big crystalline rock, and I wrap myself around it, so it keeps me there. So it might be a good idea for him to help him stay there.
Yeah, also talking about crystals, I mean, sometimes taking a very grounding crystal, like hematite, for example, or bloodstone, and just holding that crystal as you visualize the energy of connecting to the earth so that the energy is moving down and anchoring you in the earth. Also a very good way to do that. Okay.
Okay, so there's one last caller. This is a 704 number. So let's see if 704-523 has any questions. Welcome to Charlotte. 704-523? No. So then we have reached the end of the show. We don't have any more questions, so we want to thank you, everybody, for their questions. And Celia, is there any last thought that you can leave us with to finish the show?
I just want to say, of course, that we'll be back with you in June for the solstice. activation. So just make a note on your calendars that around about, I think it's the 21st of June, we will have our next planetary activation get together. And in the meantime, I'm also starting a new series of courses in the new shamanism. We're doing a beginner's class and a level 2 class. So if anyone is interested in joining into one of these classes starting this weekend, they can go to my website and find out the details about how they can join a class. So thank you, Claudia, for this opportunity. And thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you as well. And have a wonderful week.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.